sleep, and I'm curious, because for me at least, I find sleeping less seems to be more an effect of good meditation practice than a cause, in that when when Ajahn Dunn was here, and then again now, my sleep has just dropped, you know, more than I, I don't need so much sleep, and it's not like I'm trying. Something else has happened, and it seems to. I'm curious, you know. I mean, obviously, I'm investigating what the causes are. It's probably just less proliferation.
Yeah.
But is that?
Well, part. I mean, it's sometimes it goes. I mean, it goes both ways. You know, in the sense of because. Sleep is a great way of just being able to annihilate oneself for a while and not have to deal with anything. But then that tends to build up a dullness in the mind, so that one needs to push oneself so that one isn't just falling into it, because that becomes a habitual pattern also. So it works both ways. Just bringing up energy to not get caught in sleep habits or sleep patterns brings up energy in the mind, which is then results in less sleep. So that energy, learning how to energize the mind. Which is a good skill, rather than waiting for conditions, external conditions to be something that ends up in that, recognizing, there's things that I can be doing to facilitate that.